From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Authorities in Turkey are saying a child suicide bomber carried out a Saturday attack on a wedding party in the southeastern part of the country, not far from the border with Syria. At least 51 people died and scores more were wounded, many of them critically. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said the Islamic State is a chief suspect, accusing the group of targeting Turkey's Kurdish minority and seeking to create divisions within the country. The wedding was attended by many Kurds in the Kurdish part of the city. The U.S., meanwhile, condemned the wedding attack as U.S. Vice President Joe Biden heads to Ankara later this week, where he is expected to discuss the fight against terrorism. A powerful typhoon struck near Tokyo on Monday, temporarily shutting down a major city airport, grounding more than 500 flights nationwide. Typhoon Mandule made landfall at about 12:30 p.m. local time in Tateyama City, which is about 80 kilometers southeast of Tokyo, according to the Japanese Meteorological Agency. As of 7 p.m. local time, it was packing wind gusts up to 144 kilometers per hour and moving through the Fukushima Prefecture north of Tokyo and heading north-northeast at 35 kilometers per hour. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Nairobi, Kenya, for talks with East African foreign ministers on ways to stop neighboring South Sudan from sliding back into civil war. Kerry met Monday with Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta before he planned to join the other ministers for talks on how to make sure peace is maintained in the world's newest country. South Sudan has been troubled almost since the day it gained independence from Sudan in 2011. This is VOA News. China says a branch of its Coast Guard is holding live firing exercises in the Tonkin Gulf amid disputes over territory in the South China Sea. China has held several military exercises in surrounding waters since International Arbitration Panel last month issued a ruling invalidating China's claim to virtually the entire South China Sea. South Korea and the United States began annual military drills today, despite the North's threat of nuclear strikes in response to the exercises that it calls an invasion rehearsal. This kind of rhetoric by Pyongyang is not unusual, but the latest warning comes at a time of more tensions after the defection of a senior North Korean diplomat, plus a U.S. plan to place a high-tech defense missile system in South Korea. The Israeli military conducted tank and air attacks targeting Hamas positions in the Gaza Strip following a rocket attack that hit the Israeli border town. There were no casualties. At least two Palestinians were wounded in the Israeli strikes. There was no claim of responsibility. Experts are saying the Zika virus will remain active in the U.S. maybe as long as two more years, with the Gulf Coast states being the most vulnerable. Dr. Anthony Fauci is chief of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases.
I would not be surprised if we see cases in Texas and Louisiana, particularly now where you have the situation with flooding in Louisiana. There's going to be a lot of problems getting rid of standing water. When you have a subtropical or semi-tropical region with the right mosquitoes and individuals who have travel-related cases that are in the environment, it would not be surprising that we will see additional cases not only in Florida, but perhaps in other of the Gulf Coast states.
The mosquito-borne virus has been linked to a severe birth defect called microcephaly in pregnant women, in which babies are born with abnormally small heads and underdeveloped brains. The Rio de Janeiro Summer Olympics came to an end late Sunday with the final day featuring 12 gold medal events. U.S. Olympic Committee CEO Scott Blackmon said, on the whole, the games were successful.
Despite all of the controversy leading in, whether it was water quality or Zika or security, that these games have been really well produced and enjoyed by the people who participated, most of all the athletes.
The U.S. dominated the games with 121 medals, followed by China, Britain, and Russia. It's now on to the next summer games in Tokyo in 2020. Tokyo beat out Istanbul, Turkey, and Madrid for the right to host the next summer Olympics, which will feature five sports that were not held in Rio. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.